Okay, good morning everybody and welcome to our service this morning. We want to start with some singing. It's wonderful to be out here in nature and it's quite pleasant here too. So, Ken, you know, if a song pops into your head and you would like to sing it out here today, just yell it out. Put up your hand and we'll sing it. And he just had a request. We're going to sing Do Lord. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. While he's calling you. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Right, thanks for that singing. It was way back in our memory, right? That song. let's start with number two. Let's continue with number two, Morning Has Broken. We praise thee, O God. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love.
Jesus who died and is risen.
All right. Thank you for that singing, and yeah, pick up your favorites. I've already got two favorites, but I'm going to save them for the praise singing portion, because they're not gathering songs, they're more praise songs. And they actually woke me up in the night as I was, you know, sort of thinking about this service. And, oh, should I take this off?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Oh,
yeah, Gilbert. But, you know, this has a couple of different reasons. It serves as a reminder to all of us that we still need to be careful, and we've all come from different locations, different places. We've seen different people, and we're carrying different germs and all of that. And if we are carrying it, we could be spreading it unbeknownst to each other. Even if we are vaccinated, the chances of getting ill is still there. So it really, I want to keep us all reminded. And I'll just say it right now before anybody gets too distracted by the two big red dots on my face. That was surgery. I had two moles removed, and there are still stitches sticking out of both of them, and I love to fiddle around with it and all of that. But anyways, there, it's out in the open now. We don't have to be distracted anymore. Now, why are we here? We have come as a different place to worship. We've come together to worship. And this day, we are going to be focusing on chapter 4, verses 1 to 9. And that's the passage of rejoice evermore, give thanks for everything, pray without ceasing, and all those other wonderful things, which should be easy to do when we come to Camp Elam, especially because we're so happy to be here after not having been here for so long. And if you want to gaze off into the distance as you meditate and look at the greenery, look at the glistening water, feel the gentle breeze, that's fine. I won't feel like you're distracted by something else. Well, and maybe if you are, so much the better. I'm going to save my opening prayer for later after the call to worship. So now I hope you all feel welcome. Have you all welcomed each other? Yeah, you have? Yeah, there was a lot of talking, so we all feel like, yeah, we're all welcome. So I will ask Elaine and Ken to rise again and rise again. Oh boy, not resurrection. They didn't die or anything. Oh boy, rise. Okay.
By the Canadian guy.
So this was when you wanted to have your favorite song.
Okay.
No? Yes? Yeah, okay.
There are two Rejoice Evermore songs. There's one, it's a round song.
Okay.
That's the one.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Yep.
Okay.
And the other one is Rejoice Evermore, this is the will of God.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. job.
Yeah. All right, let's do number 9. God loves all his many people.
Thank you.
one more. We'll do number 8. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. It's hard to juggle papers. Just like it's hard to, what do they say about cats? Lassoing cats?
Herding.
It's hard to herd cats and it's hard to juggle papers. But anyway, thank you very much, Ken and Elaine and all of you for that raucous singing, and we can expect some more. There's a couple more singing slots in our order of service. I'm going to use less time for talking and more time for singing and acting. So that, I don't know, I think that fits in with the whole setting. You know, I can look at you guys and think, well, I know that you are Zion Mennonite Church and you all look familiar, but when we stand here, especially on this deck, all of a sudden I'm the camp pastor and you are a whole bunch of little kids again. It just rises up within me. So forgive me if I start talking like an elementary school teacher. I'll rectify that next Sunday and be very stern. But let's look at our bulletin together. We have a call to worship, which we have really already begun to do. But just in case we need a reminder, here is the call for worship. You are going to read the dark print, I believe, and I will read the light print. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Well, I tried. I was clapping, and we were singing, but no one would clap. There wasn't even any foot stomping or anything, and Ken was doing his best. We have to admit, because that guitar playing really begged for some body motion. So you'll have a couple more chances. Here we go again. Clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with loud cries of joy. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises. Let's bow for prayer. Grow us slowly, persistently, and deeply, God, to be people who watch without distraction, listen without interruption, and stay put without inclination to flee. We ask for your blessing on our service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Now I would like to call forward Colin and Shirley and Grace. And they are going to do our scripture reading. And you won't need your Bible. This has come from the Bible, but it will be much more effective as we listen to these three. Before we start, well, my group is arriving here. I'd just like to say a couple things. There is an offering plate on the table. So if you leave your offering there by the end, at the end of the service for sure, and some bulletins and song sheets. And we'd like to keep the song sheets, so if you would please return them to the table at the end.
Oh, we need the mic.
Therefore, my brothers and my sisters,
whom I love and long for,
my joy and crown,
stand firm in the Lord.
In this way,
my beloved,
I urge you, Euodia,
and I urge Syntyche,
to be of the same mind in the Lord.
Yes, and I ask you also,
my loyal companion,
help these women,
for they have struggled beside me
in the work of the gospel,
together with Clement,
and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Again, I say, rejoice.
Let your gentleness be known to everyone.
The Lord is near.
Do not worry about anything,
but in everything,
by prayer
and supplication,
with thanksgiving,
let your requests be made known to God.
And the peace of God,
which surpasses all understanding,
will guard your hearts
and your minds
in Christ Jesus.
Finally, beloved,
whatsoever is true,
whatsoever is honorable,
whatsoever is just,
whatsoever is pure,
whatsoever is pleasing,
whatsoever is commendable,
if there is any excellence,
and if there is anything worthy of praise,
think about these things.
Keep on doing the things that you have learned
and received
and heard
and seen in me.
And the God of peace will be with you.
Now I'll invite Joy and Bart.
Hi, Danny. Ellen, what's up?
You should know, Bobby. I approached you once about this matter, but you didn't do anything about it. I doubt that you even listened to me. So now, according to Matthew 18, I've brought along Ellen to help.
I still don't understand. What did I do?
You offended me.
Well, please tell me how, Danny.
You should just know.
Okay, come on, let's keep it civil.
I'm sorry, but this is very frustrating. Seriously, I have no idea.
I shouldn't have to tell you.
Well, I actually disagree with that.
Okay, but I've already told you. At the last Sunday school committee meeting, you were very rude to me.
I was frustrated. I felt like I wasn't even being heard. And I already apologized for that, and you said you forgave me.
Danny, you can't just keep bringing up old...
It's not that! You still haven't apologized for not supporting my idea on the new study material.
But I was just giving my opinion.
You were trying to run things. It's always about you and what you want. But if you just always want things to go your way, then that's fine. Whatever.
Couldn't I say the same thing about you? You had your opinion and wanted to see your idea put in place. And it was. How's that any different from what I did?
It was 3-1.
But I'm still allowed to have my opinion and disagree with yours.
Well, that's correct. So Matthew 18 really does not even apply to this situation. It's not like a sin was committed.
There was. I was offended.
Well, I think you offend way too easily.
Easy, easy. Danny, what exactly do you think Bobby is guilty of?
I felt attacked because he kept disagreeing.
Well, that's not a sin.
The Bible is clear that if I've been offended, I should approach.
To offend somebody means that they have committed an offense, that they have actually sinned against them. You're not going to have everyone agree with you 100% of the time. It's impossible.
But the Bible talks about unity. We're supposed to be unified.
Well, you can't beat or bully people into unity. And there will be times when you'll just have to agree to disagree.
I disagree. We're supposed to be of one mind.
But does it have to be your mind?
It would be yours too, if we were all in agreement.
So regarding that verse, it should be God's mind. But listen, God does allow some variety. Let's say we all went out for lunch. And two of us wanted to go to Burger King, and the other wanted to go to McDonald's. No one would be wrong. No one would be committing a sin if they disagreed.
Except our disagreement was over study material.
And either one would have been fine. They are both doctrinally sound and well laid out.
And I wouldn't go to either of those restaurants. I prefer Wendy's.
Then I won't suggest we go out to eat, Danny. You're kind of being a little bit contentious. Do you want to fight?
I thought you were on my side.
Well, you brought me along to act as a peacekeeper, and that's what I'm trying to do. As I see it, you're being very unfair and kind of self-righteous.
Maybe you don't realize, but you've really hurt me through all this too, you know. I feel like I have to walk around on eggshells around some of you, and that's not right.
I've been hurt too, and you've done enough things to make me not trust you anymore.
Because I express my opinions? I thought that was the purpose for committees, to consider other ideas, discuss them, then make the best choice.
Well, fine then. Let's agree to disagree.
Thank you for that. We'll have to mull that one over. Apply it to our lives for sure, right? Any favorites? Anything has come to your mind? Not? Let's sing number 7. I will sing for joy because I have his love. another rousing one, number four. He is with you all the time. In your sickness, your sufferings, your trials and pains, He is with you all the time. Persecutions and patience and loneliness, He is with you all the time. He is there with you, He is there with you, He is with you all the time. He is there with you, He is there with you, He is with you all the time. In your sickness, your suffering, your trials and pains, He is with you.
Joy, joy, joy.
That's a good one,
too.
I've got the joy.
Just have to make sure that the wrong paper didn't go flying the wrong direction. Anything could have happened. Anything could have been said.
Then you can say what
that's true. Let's see, I could talk all of August. I do always have to check and make sure that there's nothing that shouldn't be seen or read on the backs because I always reuse my paper. But anyway, let's bow for prayer. Our Father in heaven, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts as we come before you and your word be pleasing in your sight. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't dare not put this piece of paper down, because if I have it in my hand, I'm going to be waving it all over at you and someone could get hurt. So I'll put that down and then I'll submit myself to the pulpit.
For you?
No,
You want the rocking pulpit?
Yeah. I'm really going to town with this message today. Okay, there's no title in the bulletin, but the title is, which balloon do you blow up? That's something for you to think about. And I thought about bringing two balloons and standing up here and heaving and hoeing into the two balloons. But I thought, no, it's better for your imaginations to work. Which balloon do you blow up? And I don't mean blow up. I mean blow, you know, inflate. And especially now in summertime, many of us have gone to the lake as we are now. I don't see anything that is inflatable on the lake, not right now, or behind me. The canoes there are not, are those inflatable canoes, Herman? Those ones back there? Okay, no. There are, yeah, there are inflatable items inside the shed. But you can choose your own balloon, or if you're thinking about other inflatable things, think of all the things you've seen on water, or maybe your grandchildren have them. There's always those armbands that the tiny little ones inflate before you stick them in the pool, right? And then they walk around like this. And have you seen the video where the little kid, he's wearing the armbands, and then someone gives him a cookie? Okay, he's got the cookie. He cannot get it to his mouth because he's got those inflatable armbands. So they do good on one side, but then they keep him from eating his cookie. But there are lots of other kinds of inflatable things. I've seen inflatable unicorns, inflatable bananas, sharks. What else? You know, the old-fashioned air mattress, which is what I have, very boring. Just flat. Oh, there's inflatable boats. I've got an inflatable dinghy. Apparently, you can inflate paddle boards. And you can actually stand on top of them. Some people can. Some people can stand on top of inflatable paddle boards or even kayaks. Imagine that, inflating a kayak and then putting it on the water and sitting inside of it and off you go. As if it weren't even inflatable. All that air inside of that item, and it can do a lot of things. So if you're looking at Philippians 4, and you're thinking about which balloon you're going to blow up, or which inflatable item you are going to blow up, where is the connection? I want us to focus only on two things in that big long passage. There's the one that we always look past. We never pay attention to it, race past it, and go straight for the rejoice evermore. It's like going to the buffet, ignore all of the salad items, go straight for the deep fried, right? You don't even realize that these other things were there. And this passage begins with, I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of one mind in the Lord. I urge these two women to be of one mind in the Lord. And we race past that. We don't want to think about it, but it's there. Nobody wants their name written that way for all eternity. I feel very sorry for these two women, and it's not saying that only women don't get along, because we all know Paul's history too, don't we? Aren't we all thinking about, wasn't there a time when Paul didn't get along with someone and the dissension was so heated that he actually left someone behind and went off the other way? Still working. I want us to think about this just for a second. Think about these two women. Think about these two people who have worked so hard. They've done a lot of good in the church. They've worked alongside Clement for the good of the body, for the building up of the body. But he says, I urge these two to be of one mind in the Lord. Now, if you were either Syntyche or Euodia, you might be thinking, well, I'm happy to work for the Lord. I'm happy to do this ministry. What's the next word?
But.
Exactly. But. And if we put our names in there, we can all put our names in there. And a different name beside that one. And think, but. Always, but. I would like to just draw attention before the buts. Notice, this is an example of women in leadership. Just for those of you who have those little discussions with other people, no one in Zion, of course, because we all agree. But women in leadership, right there for all to see, and in good positions, and Paul is not even suggesting, let's remove these women because obviously they can't get along. It's there. But also notice that this, whatever it is, involves the company, involves the whole body, involves the community. They have a disagreement, they have an issue, whatever it is, or multiple issues, I don't know, and all the many become involved in that. They are affected. So let's think about ourselves and the thing that bothers us about someone, and realize that it does involve, it does affect others. I heard a really good sermon yesterday on the radio by my favorite pastor. I don't remember what his name is, but he's fantastic. And he was talking about jealousy. And he went through a lot of biblical characters and helped us to recognize how much jealousy was a part of many of the disagreements throughout all of Scripture. So think about yourself and that other person that you have and the blank beside your name. Is it jealousy in any way that is causing that disruption? And the other one, I just put in there because I thought it applies. How about pride? Pride and jealousy, I would say, are probably at the root of most of our ongoing dissensions with each other. Pride and jealousy. I heard it was a joke. It was joking and yet it was serious. Again, on the radio. You know, you just turn the radio on to the right station, you get all sorts of good material. There was a Dear God session and it was for the children. They were supposed to say, Dear God, and what were they saying to God or asking of God or mentioning? And the one that I remember was, Dear God, maybe Cain and Abel wouldn't have killed each other if they'd have had their own bedrooms. I know it works for me and my brother. And it's like, oh yeah, so true, you know, and so obvious. Sometimes it's just a little bit of distance or a little bit of our own space that we need. Maybe think about your own issue with whoever and have a little Dear God moment. But if we want to talk about the dissension between Euodia and Syntyche, we can realize that if we want that to keep floating, what do you have to do? It needs air. You've got to keep inflating that issue or that difficulty. As long as you keep blowing into it, fill it with hot air. Okay, there are a few smirks here. Keep filling it up and it'll keep floating. It might even get bigger and bigger and more people can see it and recognize it and use it and ride on it. Keep it going. Keep it going. Blow it up. But if you choose to blow up something else, you can look at the other verse that says, but whatsoever. I changed it. Some Bibles just say whatever, right? whatever is pure, whatever is kind, whatever is, and on, there's a whole list. I changed it to whatsoever. My version does actually say whatsoever. And I changed it also because so many of the many times we just say, like I did in that skit, whatever. Maybe not like the teenagers do. They do it much better than that. Whatever. But that's what we think about when you're disagreeing with someone and you can't get them to see your way. Whatever. Roll your eyes, turn your back, and just move on. So much easier than dealing. But right in this passage, we are encouraged to blow up a different balloon. Put air into something else. Use those other words and terms, those other verses. Put air into them, use them. And then Paul says, think about that. Well, we all know when someone is bugging us, isn't that the person you think about most? Keeps coming to your mind, keep coming to your mind. Well, deflate that balloon and put the air into another balloon. Whatever, whatsoever is praiseworthy, think about that. Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. You can put that air into that sort of anonymous balloon. Whatever is praiseworthy. Oh, let me think. Hey, I've got a great idea. I'm praiseworthy. Think about all the good things that you have done. And then you start feeling good. The challenge is to think about that other person and recognize their praiseworthy traits. Oh, not nearly as satisfying. But blow up that balloon. Put that into action. Then suddenly this other disruption, this thing that causes so much trouble for you and the community, loses its air. It deflates because you're not always putting your hot air into it. Let it deflate and use that other balloon. Whatever is praiseworthy, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is, and all of these things, item after item, think about those things. Put air into that balloon. And maybe you'll start thinking about that other person that bugs you so much. And put those praiseworthy items next to their name. And you'll be floating a different balloon. Imagine what kind of a church we could be if those were the balloons we were floating. We're human. We don't get along with everything, with everyone, with decisions, with choices, all sorts of things. But just choose. Choose which balloon you want to blow up. And then, if you choose this one that Paul suggests, he says, there's your peace. You will be filled with the peace of Christ. You know, at the end of service, after we've sung songs and done all sorts of stuff, and then the song leader has the closing song, and then what do they always say? Go in peace. Off you go. Class dismissed. But really, go in peace? Are we going in peace? Or are we floating a different kind of balloon? It's just a reminder. On a beautiful day like this, when the air, the wind is blowing across the lake, our opportunity to blow up the balloon of peace. Amen.
Thank you, Lois. And with that, we'd like to sing number one. They'll know we are Christians by our love. You need a chance to stand? No, you can sit. Okay.
Take your pick.
Yep. Stand up. with Obey My Voice. Yes. Number five. Invite us to bow for prayer. I will bless the lunch as we move into our various locations for eating and drinking. The drinks are inside in the kitchen there. And for the benediction, let's bow for prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your presence and for your Holy Spirit that works deep, deep within our hearts. We open ourselves to your change and to your invitation. We pray that you would also bless the food that you have given to us today and bless the fellowship and all the conversation that takes place, not only this day in this place, but also those who are not here with us, who are still in Swift Current and in other locations. We ask for blessing on everyone as they share their noon meal. And now may the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of us now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Permission to podcast copyrighted music in this service is obtained from one license, license number 400100P, and from CCLI license number 11517309. All rights are reserved.